So you're still Virgin, and how's your virginity? How do you look at this planet, Virgin Eye?
How do you live?
Yes, that's my question.
Can you cast spells now?
What the fuck? Oh yes, I can cast fire, you know, or thunder. I can make it rain, like today.
Igni.
Lightning.
Okay, this is just funny.
Thunderbolt.
Teiko michiru tokoro ni wa ware wari.
What was the reaction over there in Japan compared to this? Like, you said that like WNI is not that popular in Japan compared to like the TV shows.
It's not, but my dad was knowing it. My dad knew it. And so, actually, that was like last night. I came to my home, you know, had a family dinner with my dad and my sister, and then my dad spoke and then was, "Hey Toshi, I saw your the caster, Hiyama-san. She had a boyfriend." he knew it. Knew like what happened. That was on the news. I don't know.
It could have been. It could have been on like the normal NHK like local news.
No, at least not on the NHK, but like. It's like a stupid idol shit on regular TV, like a more of the
breaking news. Saya Hiyama has a boyfriend in like the like cable TV in Japan.
That was exactly what happened in this fucking server.
Yeah, when Makuhari news, Makuhari news or Chiba news.
No.
All right, so we are talking about like the aftermath of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So people just listen to part one. We are on the next episode.
Hey,
now,
good evening.
If you aren't aware,
hello guys.
Good evening, everybody.
And there's really not much to talk about on the topic. Well, there's still quite a few stragglers.
Ah, there you go.
It's like a done deal. Really, it's not a big deal. It's like, yeah, okay. It's just to like make the topic, you know, be on point with the weather, teaming. It's like this
what do you mean?
Yeah, the storm has passed. It's nothing now.
Fun?
yeah, like we are cleaning the shit up right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to make it on theme, you know. The storm has passed. There's nothing more to talk about.
There's nothing more to be said.
Back to work.
Yeah,
people are just really being weird at this point. Like there was like, you know. So let's talk about the fan meeting that happened the day after she announced it, right? Which was like, yeah, it was kind of it was scary, like a little bit, but like I know there's nothing was going to happen. And it was also 1 year it was exactly 1 year when someone actually fucking died in a fucking public event in Japan. And I was like, I don't think anyone will actually, right?
No.
So people are really being weird about it. Like I heard there were metal detectors, which is like, you know, just standard in events like these. Like I've been to a lot.
Yeah. But like it's...
And stuff like that.
I mean, like a joke's fucking joke side, man. But as far as I can tell about that, I don't know about a lot of idols and shit. But for the Saya fans, including you, Swiss, you guys are fucking nut jobs most of the time. And I mean, it's not surprising if somebody wanted to like explode their entire body, including everyone on the, you know, studium for the fan meeting. Like someone could have like a suicide vest on him and just pull up his old Nokia phone and, you know, explode his IED all around him and kill everybody inside. That could have happened. That's how crazy you guys, including you, Swiss. I said that
Swiss has posted several photos of himself with guns, which is totally school shooter.
That's what I wanted to talk about it.
What?
Thank you so much, Ellie.
What do you mean? stop spreading lies.
No, you have guns. Okay, You, Swiss, you do have military assault rifle, which is SIG 552, which is like 5.56 millimeters assault rifle. You have 20 rounder magazines, and the gun is full of the capability because it's a military rifle.
Yeah.
And when is your next shooting range session? When is it going to happen?
No, it's not. It's my last year, so I'm gonna have to give everything back, including the gun.
So that's the time, the last chance you are going to use it.
Yeah, I did kind of use it for like practice.
Is that why? Is that why like the other day you were like looking for a really high quality PNG of Nishioka for some reason? Like we don't know what you were doing with it, but you were looking for it. So I don't know. Is this connected?
That's what I'm gonna do. That like I'm gonna put the Nishioka picture on the shooting target, and then you know put the fucking full auto on it.
You were the ones who were looking for that picture. I had nothing for that. Like I was just.
Oh
like,
yeah,
observing.
You said you were making going to make it into a sticker, a server sticker. Yeah, yeah, I remember. That's totally what you were going to do.
McRaman was like saying, "Oh, I want to make it like a sticker," and then like, "Can you help me with this, Ellie?" And
yeah, of course, Swiss.
Did I?
Well, you're doing this while you're polishing your classic AR-15.
I wish I had a weapon like that.
You wish?
Yeah. Why not?
School shooter vibe, man. School shooter vibe.
Hey, but we're not America here. Sorry for the Americans.
I know we have no Americans listen to this. It's all Filipinos, okay, or occasional Indonesians, so we can disregard them anyway.
Let me share to you really, really quick the demographics of this podcast. So we have like 30% listeners. 30% of my listeners are in Japan.
Really?
I have friends in Japan, man. You're not my only Japanese person, dude.
Oh God, it hurts me a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And I know this, like this is just one person. We have like, there's like in the demographic chart, right? There's like 10% from India. I know who this is.
Okay.
He's like the only Indian guy I know.
Is that like an actual Indian person?
Yeah.
Jesus, namaste, man.
Yeah. And then there's like where am I in the percentage? I'm just making this up at this point.
Fucking hell.
So that's like the only percentage I know. I know there's like 30% of my listeners are in Japan, around 40 in the Philippines, and then some in the States, and then the others, I don't know, Fiji Island, I don't know. But yeah,
Fiji Island.
Nice. Hey, Swiss. Now we have fans in Pacific and everywhere.
Well, we have fans in Fiji.
Yeah. Hi guys. If you ever, you know, have something terrible in Switzerland, you know who to talk about. Guns.
Oh fuck off.
Swiss, are you the type that like gives names to your stuff?
No, it would be weird. Why would I do that?
Okay. You pass.
Really, confused by that question. Seems like a trap. So.
That was a test. You don't know, but that was a test.
Yeah.
But like, I have like a real question. Okay, so you are not gonna have any more shooting lesson anymore?
No. Actually, I thought I was scheduled to have one because. In Swiss, if you join the Swiss military and then you finish the service, then you have to do mandatory shootings. So if people who don't know this are listening, so when you turn 20, you have to go to the military. After you've done the military, you have to go for shootings and go to the military again for 3-4 weeks. So right now that I've done with my service, I have to go to these mandatory shootings. So basically you bring your weapon and then you shoot some and then it's done. It's like a 30-minute thing. And like once like I called one of my COs and he told me that like, yeah, you're done. Like you need to give up all your weapons and stuff like that. And it's like this year. So yeah. So my last year that I had to shoot was last year. Yeah.
That is like a lot of answers for one my stupid question. And then
yeah.
And
Oh, but like it's good to provide context to the viewers as well.
Are you going to shoot your gun again or not?
No.
Oh no.
Nah, that's kind of sad. I was looking for like a terrible news. Anyway.
No. You know, I think there should be a way for like Swiss to like still shoot his guns, because it is kind of scary that he doesn't have, you know, an outlet anymore. You know?
Oh yeah, he's gonna explode his house or something instead. But like, you know,
weren't you the one with that photo of a shotgun, like with your family and shit?
That's a fucking airsoft, and I brought my shotgun because we were doing the barbecue, and I thought it's a kind of American, weirdly, if I brought a shotgun to my family barbecue. And it shoots like a 6mm plastic. Mm. Your one is the one who is capable, the one is capable to penetrate Russian body armor. It's a different shit.
You can literally make a tennis racket out of someone's body, you know?
Dude, I want to ask you this, like, you know, you bitch, man, like, I'm sorry, I'm gonna use you for, Swiss, I'm sorry, I'm gonna call you bitch, and I'm gonna, like, use you as an instance of every single, you know, Saya hardcore fans who ever have an idea that they could date with Saya some fucking how, even though they don't even speak fucking English, I mean Japanese. Whatever, yeah. This is they speak English. I can even speak fucking English, whatever. Anyway, so... Yeah,
you're very unique.
Suck my dick. And then, like, for real. So, Nishioka was maybe, like, a lot of people were like, oh, this guy is, like, smashing his tennis racket. He was smashing his tennis racket. He was not supposed to be with Saya. But, dude, he was smashing tennis rackets and Saya in fucking Wimbledon while you were smashing up meat and the keyboard in your mom's basement. How could you win this guy?
There's no winning that. Even if you lost Wimbledon, you won. You're, like, in a hotel room with, like, you know, someone's... My God, man.
That's an even possibility, because they decided to, you know, they were discussing in the hotel room. Okay, I sound super disgusting when I talk about it, okay? I know that. Who cares? I'm a fucking disco admin or mod in the disco shit, okay? I'm an internet stupid people.
So here's my question. I have a question, a simple question. So does she deserve the backlash that she's getting now? Yes or no?
Being, you know, on the other end of this, I'm not saying that this is me specifically, you know. You know, I'm saying, for example, a friend of mine, right? Dating an idol.
Yeah. Right? That's a guy, so,
Yeah. So, my point is, she doesn't exactly deserve, you know, getting all that, those flaming. Like, yeah, you are right that when you play with fire, you get burned, is the saying.
Basically.
And my point with this is, it's all just how the company decides how you sell yourself. So you really aren't in control, as what I know, dealing with...
Oh, right, because you know production and shit.
It's really, really up to the company how you're going to sell yourself. Like
or how you market
one day the CEO will be like, you go sell yourself as this... really pure virgin, not never been touched by a man characters, and then, you know, people will eat that shit up. So if you're the employee, you really can't do anything about it, even if you really speak up. So that's your fault if you're really not into that, but you gave in. That's your fault. But also, you also want to keep your job, right? So
that's true.
You have to follow. If you're gonna write a book that. That's all gonna be up to the management. They're gonna have editors going through there. They're gonna put in some guys in there, you know,
proofreading as well.
Yeah. Yes. Indeed. They're gonna be really, you know, all up in you. And I think that's also the case with Saya here. It's what I think. That's my personal opinion. So it's really not her fault if she had to say things like that. So. It feels bad that if this is the case, then it's kind of sad that she, you know, got all this shit for something that she wasn't in control of. So that's my opinion. But if this is something that, you know, she was aware of, she was indeed, you know, profiting off, like what McRaven was saying, then yeah, of course you deserve all that. So that's my point. That is that's coming from someone who did, like, you know, who was all this shit in this, you know, business media, man.
Okay. Media, and then, you know, I do have my own thought. Listen to boys. Listen to me, boys. So since we pay money, I say we because I guess I'm part of a community at this fucking point. I fucking bought a book with you guys and I translated some shit. And since we pay money and they produce and she act, it's like a fucking Roboros. Have you seen ancient Greece snakes eating their tails each other's? My answer is we are all wrong. Simps, company, and the actors. We are fucking each other. And it's a part of the community. It's part of the society. It's part of the economy. What do we have? All of us, including you, who is listening to this, Saya and the company, everybody's wrong because we are making this economy right now. Capitalism.
I thought you were communist, man.
Yeah, I'm from Japan, I know.
All right, so let's just summarize the whole thing. You know, our final thoughts on this whole thing that happened, and you know, who wants to start?
My summarize is, I think you is cute, and I will go with it till I die.
And that's the end of the podcast.